NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport with you. Mickey on furlough this week. He'll be back on Monday. Time now to visit with with the Predators play center, Matt Duchene. Matt, what's up? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are good. What's going on in your quarantine world these days?
Same old, man. Hanging out with the family and training a bit, playing a little bit of tennis. Doing our thing. So we're starting to maybe look at potentially going back up to Canada for a bit to wait things out. I've just got better facilities up at my cottage there to be able to train at. So maybe see some family at the same time as well.
I was going to ask about, and it's funny, Matt, we just had this conversation in the last break talking about collegiate football players, NFL guys having to train on their own and be ready for the start of the season. For you, what does that training look like and how difficult is it, even for a professional athlete, to have access to the things you need to have access to be able to be ready?
Yeah, it's very different for very different for us because we need a rink. For baseball, football, basketball, you don't need much to actually play your sport. For us, we need a public facility because nobody has a private rink. Very few. I don't think there's a guy in the league that has his own like actual rink. So it's definitely tough for us. But at the same time, you know, training wise, you should be able to get your lifts and your workouts in that way. And that's a big reason why I'm thinking about, you know, going home, because I have just better facilities up there, and I have an artificial turf hill that I put in at my place. I've got that I run on, do sprints and stuff. I got a flat area of grass that I do stuff on that I put in. I've got like a shooting pad up there, so I can throw on like a pair of rollerblades and stick handle and shoot. So it kind of mimics, not really, but it mimics at least the shot shooting and stick handling parts pretty similar. And then I've got a gym there that has everything I need that's tailored for my program and everything. So it's a lot better than, you know, kind of working out in your garage. So that's kind of the move I'm looking to make here in the next little bit.
Matt Duchene, presented by Two Rivers Ford. His visits every Wednesday at 3:30 at Matt 9 Duchene on Twitter. Have you guys heard from the Players Association at all?
Little updates here and there. Nothing to chew on. I think the next little bit we might hear something, just an update on timeline or whatever. We haven't, you know, there hasn't been a ton of stuff to talk about, to be honest with you. I think obviously there's the business side of things that all of us are, informed on and know the challenges of. And, fortunately we were able to get almost a full season out. So we're not facing the kinds of hurdles that pro baseball is facing right now, or even the NBA. But at the same time, it's still unfortunate that, of course, it's super unfortunate we're not able to, you know, finish our season normally and have the revenue for both sides. And so that's the business side of things, which is probably more to talk about right now. But then the rest of it, I mean, it's a waiting game, right? Because I just feel like we're not even close to being ready to for pro sports to be, pro team sports anyway, to be realistic to come back. So we're working towards it. I know everybody is trying to stay positive and do what you can, but until this thing is somewhat under control, I don't know how likely it is.
Yeah, the Major League Baseball owners obviously came up with a plan to resume play. They presented that with the players to the Players Association, and then yesterday, Chris Paul, the NBA player rep head, got a conference call going with some of the elite players in the league, and they seem to want to move in that direction. I'm curious, how much attention do you pay to the other team sports and see what they're doing and how that might affect what you guys end up doing?
Well, first, before I answer that, I would be very careful on what's out there in the news right now. I don't think that what you're hearing about Major League Baseball is true. I think that proposal was something the media got a hold of and just put out. There's been similar things happen with us with hockey, where something gets out there and hasn't been one conversation had. So I would definitely be wary of what, even if it's on ESPN, I think it's just, it's any crumb that leaks from anybody right now is being run with. you know, obviously the basketball thing was talked about by the players, so I think that's more legit. But I think everyone's in the same boat. Everybody wants to finish the season, but the number or start their season or whatever, everybody wants to play. I think the biggest thing to the two biggest things that we need to be careful of are, number one, safety. Is it safe for everyone involved? And the amount of people it takes to put on a neutral site type thing is just unbelievable. How many people? You got to think that all the hotel staff, everyone that has anything to do with your food that you're eating, anything like that, anybody at the rink, all those people are going to have to be tested all the time, just like the athletes. So I think it's very complicated, and I think the safety is what everyone's looking for first. And then the second thing is the integrity of the game. I think you want to keep things as normal as possible. If we do come back and play in this current climate, I think it's unrealistic that it's going to be exactly the same, but you want to keep it, the competitive side, as close as possible, the format the same. I just think that's those two things. If we can, as pro sports, if you can keep the safety as number one and then the integrity of the game as number two, I think people are going to be making the best decisions available to them if those two things are number one and two priorities.
You obviously have a young child at home. I'm just curious your level of comfort when it comes to that safety from a standpoint of returning to the game.
Yeah, I gotta watch out for my family, right? So, like, even if, you know, when they're talking about a facility's opening for some players to go back, well, if I have one of my teammates who's a single guy and if things are starting to open down here, which is blowing my mind, it looks like if I go to the grocery store or go to pick up some food, it looks like it's September here before this all happened. It's unbelievable. But if I have a teammate that, you know, single guy at home, he wants to go for dinner. I mean, he's taking a more of a risk, and I could be exposed to that. So, I mean, I'm very, at the point of, you know, life I'm at with a wife and a son and, you know, them to protect also, that's where it gets really complicated, right? Because if we're all just on our own, I mean, it's a little bit different. We just look out for ourselves. But because there's that kind of contamination factor can spread so far, and vice versa, right? Like if my wife decides to go somewhere, maybe she wanted to meet up with a friend or something, and she goes and then she comes back and then I bring something to the rink for that guy I was just talking about. You know what I mean? So I just think right now it's going to be very complicated to move forward. And then on top of it, everybody wants a level playing field. NBA hasn't done that, but I think that's the direction we're going, is everybody needs to be on a level playing field. And there's some states that it's maybe realistic for, I guess, it to be politically or whatever allowed, but then there's other states that aren't even close to that. And so I don't know. It's very complicated. But yet, to answer your original question, yes. I mean, I'm very cautious as far as it goes for more so for my wife and my kid than even myself. I think you always look out for your loved ones, maybe more than you look out for yourself. And in this case, it's kind of the same thing.
So yeah, with things, So with things opening up in Tennessee and in Nashville, it doesn't sound like you guys have really ventured out all that much.
No, we're really not doing anything differently than we have been. I mean, obviously, your comfort level changes a little bit, but you know, I think for the most part, we've been doing the same things, and like we're not going to dinner anytime soon at a restaurant. I mean, I just feel like that's an unnecessary risk, and when you're around that many people you don't know, we've seen some people here and there that we know, and we know where they've been. We know what they're doing. So it's kind of, you have an idea of what you're exposing yourself to, and it's very, very small number. But I mean, I'm not necessarily chomping at the bit to go. I'll pick up from local businesses and restaurants, support them all day long. We've been doing that a lot, even more than just cooking at home. But in terms of just sitting down and exposing ourselves right now, it just feels, I don't know, everyone teach their own, and of course, and it's obviously allowed and stuff, but I'm not comfortable with it yet.
I saw on your Instagram feed the Bronco, the spectacular Bronco that you have.
Sweet.
Tell us the story. Like, how did this happen?
Yeah, so last summer, the company that builds it is called Classic Ford Broncos. They're in Columbus, actually. And I have one of my actually music buddies was getting the truck built, and I saw that he was at the place. So I texted him. I said, "Hey, do you know the guy?" He sent me his number. We talked, and I was kind of at that point. I wasn't signed down here yet, but if I was signed, if that was going to be the case, and the weather is going to be as good as it is, I was going to go forward with it. So yeah, I filed this thing in kind of last summer. Kind of started talking to Brian with Classic Ford Broncos. He's the owner, and he fit me in for a build spot. It takes like, I think it takes 2 or 3 months to build the truck, and just to find the slots is tough because he's got a big waiting list. And their Instagram's unbelievable. You should check it out. It's Classic Ford Broncos on Instagram. But yeah, he built me this truck from the ground up. The only thing that's old on it is the body, and it comes in like a kit, and they put it together, and then everything else is brand new on it. So it's a brand new truck, but it looks exactly like what they would have in the 70s. It's got a different engine in it. That one's got a Mustang engine in it, a Coyote engine, is what they're called. But so it's a little bit different. It definitely drives way easier than it would have, you know, had it been a 73 or whatever it is Bronco from back then. But yeah, it's my dream car. I've wanted it forever, and it was, you know, something I kind of committed to once I, you know, signed this last contract. And I've wanted one for so long, and just I felt like the timing was finally right.
There you go. Matt Duchesne, appreciate the visit, man. And good luck with everything, and good luck with the training, man. At some point we'll see you guys out on the ice.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So I appreciate the support, and to all the Preds fans listening, we miss you guys. And definitely I can't wait for that first game back at Bridgestone with everyone in the stands. It's going to be a really special moment.
Red Center, Matt Duchesne on 104.5 The Zone. Presented by Two Rivers Ford. Love where you buy your Ford. Zone.